Danny, congratulations, a fourth straight home league win. Mm-hmm. What's your thoughts on your team's performance tonight?
Well, we've got that little bit of a bit between our teeth again, you know, at the moment in town, which is great. And you know, and I don't think it's a coincidence that's happened, you know, with some of the senior players coming back. You know, they and I take nothing away from the contribution the younger ones have. But when it comes to this part of the season, you know, you want some strength and some real understanding and knowledge, game knowledge of the division. And the lads coming back have done great, you know, and they give us a solid base in which to build on.
Because you have had to defend quite a lot. Like Oldham did have quite lengthy spells of possession at times, didn't they?
Yeah, they did, but they never got through us. You know, quite honestly, I can't really remember a save that Ross has had to make. And possession's great, you know, but you've got to do something with it. You know, and I felt that there was plenty of times today in the first half we played very well. We played some good football again. And second half, yeah, it's a bit of a counter-attack football in our terms. But, you know, we just didn't get hold of the ball for longer periods enough. But if that's a small criticism, then fine. But we said again before the game, you know, we need to be very committed in these next few games to get us in a decent position in the league. And then, you know, the confidence starts to flow back and maybe you can play football a bit more fluently.
Absolutely. I mean, you talked pretty much about Kane needing a goal for his confidence, and he got one. It was really well taken as well.
It was a great goal, great ball in and a great finish. Yeah, exactly. You know, it was a very, very quick and clinical move, I felt, you know, and we thought we'd have a bit of a decent time on that right-hand side. We got balls into the right-hand side fairly often, but we wanted to do it quickly. In that particular move, we did. We got it there, you know, and in two touches, he's put the ball in and one touch in the net, and it was a terrific finisher.
I'm going to have to ask you about the second cast-iron penalty in two games that he should have had second off. For you, it looked like, for me, a trip on Milan.
Yeah, I don't know what they're saying. I really don't. And you can sit here and, you know, he's not given the free kick and he's not given, you know, the penalty. There's lots of strange decisions going on today with the assistant referees as well as the referee. But, you know, the referee is in there. He's got to be one who takes the responsibility. That is an absolute stonewall penalty. Milan, you know, they've had a bit of a mix-up. The Mills has got behind Milan. You can't get near the ball, you know, and Milan touches the ball, he just clips his heels. It's a stonewall penalty. But he's not been given it. So, listen, it's not hurt the result in our favour. That's only one bonus I can say about that. But on the other hand, you know, it could have been, you know, a big result, should they have got a goal against us.
Now, you managed to extend a couple of loan deals. One of those was George Waring. I thought tonight you could see what a run of games and some increasing confidence done. He looks an even better player tonight.
Well, he's getting better, isn't he? You know, listen, these young lads as well, they come in and, you know, it's all new to them. You know, it's a new environment. They've never been outside of a little bit of a comfort zone, I suppose, you know, in their own clubs, or they're from that area. And they've had to move, you know, the houses and whatever. It takes a little time to settle down. But there's such a good group of boys here. You know, they make them settle in very quickly, and I think George is finding that, as he is with the others are as well. But I just think in his performance, he's getting stronger and better every game. You know, more confident, and that's what we hope to continue working on. Yeah.
How pleased were you to extend the loans of George and Alex?
Well, we're always keen. You know, the frustration is from their point, if they're not playing, you know, 90 minutes in games. But as we say, you know, it's a first team environment. It's not under 21, with all due respect. And it, you know, you're going out in front of decent crowds, and you know, and you're committed. You see committed performances from players who have a lot to play for. Points are a massive incentive at this level. Other than, you know, just under 21 result that doesn't really make much difference. And so to put them in that environment, it's a learning curve for them, and you know, it's a part of the professional growing up, and I'm just hopeful that the clubs that have come from are wary of that, which I'm sure they are, and they allow them to stay a bit longer.
How close are you, if at all, to extending Ben Pearson's loan here?
I'm hoping so as well, yeah. I'm hoping that will be the case. He's been terrific for us since he came in. I thought him and Josh Sherman today in that middle of the park were very energetic. I thought they were bright, they were breezy, they were committed. And that's been a bonus for us the last few games.
Have you spoken to Manchester United already about it?
Yes, we have, yeah. Yeah, we have, yeah.
How close were you yesterday to bringing anyone in as well as those?
Well, we got a bit frustrated, really, at certain parts of the day when we thought we had people lined up, and then next minute we didn't, and that was a bit frustrating. But the only thing I can say is that, you know, I think it might be a little bit different in another week's time when the emergency window opens, and some of the players that we've been after, you know, they've not got clubs. Maybe they thought they could get a bigger and a higher club, I should say, high division. And if that's not the case, we may be able to revisit one or two of them.
It's amazing what a couple of games difference makes, isn't it? Because a week ago people were talking about a couple of points on the drop zone, now it's 4 points on the playoffs. It's an incredible league, isn't it?
Well, listen, we're very level-headed where we are. You know, you've known me long enough to not get carried away either way. But we always felt, you know, if we could put a few results together, then that, you know, the top end of the table is not unforeseeable for us. We've got a very, very, very hard game at the weekend at Swindon. But why not? You know, why can we not, you know, go to another 3 points and be within, you know, two or three points of the playoffs if results go that way. So, you know, so we've got to believe we can do it. And we're certainly, with results we've had the last two games, and I should say that the solid performance we've had in the last two games, it gives us great hope. And we know that if we can defend like we can defend, and as a man, we come back and help each other, you know, then confidence will grow. And like I said, we might be a lot more offensive in our play.
Well done, Sally.
OK, thank you.